from Hunger in front of the amphitheater. The next group that's setting up, I've had the pleasure of meeting Mimi Hearn for a couple of years, but we've always kind of just passed by, and we've done a couple of vocal harmony workshops. She's a real nice lady. I like her a lot. And she's got a couple of talented folks with her. It's Mimi and the Hearn Dogs, and they've got a very eclectic mix of music. Everything from Tin Pan Alley through vaudeville all the way up to jazz. They've got harmonica and bass, and Mimi's extremely strong vocals. She was telling us at the Vocal Harmonies workshop that if she can't sing, the group shuts down because she's the only game in town as far as vocals. But I can assure you that she is in very, very good voice this weekend. And I think, are we just about coming down the home stretch with the sound, folks? Yeah. Oh, it sounds good. You're going to enjoy this, ladies and gentlemen. Mimi and the Hearn Dogs.
Oh, I agree. This has been wonderful weather. And how about that full moon last night, too?
Yeah, let's hear it
excellent,
for the moon.
Excellent. What? We ready to roll? Okay. The sound men are happy. I like that. We're going to start this off with a big Maybelle tune. And she was a lady that was discovered doing the gospel tunes back in the 40s. And the Dick Clark of her day discovered her and put her on the road. And this is a big Maybelle tune called No More Trouble Out of Me. Big Maybelle. And Big Maybelle, as you might guess, is not petite. But she's got a big old voice to go with it, too, so she's wonderful. This next song, a group of us go and play at a place in Tallahassee called the Rose and Thorn on Tuesday night. And we just have a great time. And one of my friends, Dave Dickel, is just an excellent musician, great guy all the way around, and he was playing this song, and I asked him, you know, what the story was, and he said, well, Louis Armstrong insists that he wrote this song and that it was stolen from him. And so I got on the internet to do a little bit of research on it, and sure enough, Louis Armstrong insists that he wrote this song and that it was stolen from him. And when they confronted the guy that had made all the money off of it, he said, hey, did you listen to the words to that thing? He said, I don't think you could publish that. And sure enough, they listed a few choice words, and it was done right nasty. So at any rate, the guy cleaned it up a little bit and made it publicly acceptable for the time. And this is a song called Sister Kate. And Louis, rest his soul. Here to introduce the Hearn Dogs, and we got Mike Pilecki over here on harmonica, and he's our local censor too. That's the part you can't say in public, right? We know what you're up to, Mike. There's no clue there.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, enough said. And this is Mike Snelling over here on upright bass. And I'm Mimi Hearn, and this next song, Mike and I have been playing, Mr. Pilecki over here, we've been playing together for quite some time, and we got accepted into the folk festival, and we wanted to fill out the sound a little bit, and I was really pleased that Mike Snelling said he would play some tunes with us, and we've been playing together ever since, and just loving it, and excellent time, and this is a song called Am I Blue? This is an old Tin Pan Alley tune from about the 20s. And it just, I know that it sounds good out there, but you just can't imagine how good this sounds acoustically in a living room. It's just too good.
We really like this.
I like it all, but anyway. I'm just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on that weary shore. I'm just a woman who's only human, one you should feel sorry for. Well, I woke up this morning without a warning, I found that he was gone. Why did he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? All right, Mike Pilecki on harmonica, Snelling on bass. We asked Snelling what key was his favorite key to play in, and he said B flat. Now, anybody out there going, oh, great, thank you. But, So at any rate, yes, this song's in B flat minor to be specific. But where do these guys come from? At any rate, this next song, this is a great tune, and it's a song that was written by, I think, Johnny Davenport, but it was made famous by Peggy Lee, and she won She was nominated for the best vocal event, and this song was nominated for the best song in 1953, which was the first year of the Grammys. And she didn't win either one of them, so it was kind of sad, but they got a lot of controversy going on about it because she added some lines. So at any rate, that bad girl there. So this is called Fever. Excellent song. Thank you so much. We're going to close it out here with a song that I wrote. And is Dale out here this evening? No, I think he's in a workshop. I know. There she is. I tell this story, and poor Dale. He still has faith in me. I've tried to give him more than enough occasions to just go, her again. But he called me up one time and he said, we're doing an original music night at the warehouse. Would you like to do a set? And I said, sure. And then he said, well, you need to do a 45-minute set of original material. You got that? And I said, when's the date? gave me the date, and it was about 3 weeks away, and I knew I didn't have 45 minutes of original material, but if I told him no, then, hey, I didn't get the job. So I said, yeah, I got that. And I got off the phone all very confident, and I timed my original material, and it came to 12 minutes. And needless to say, I had my work ahead of me. And I went and wrote a couple of tunes, and they were really depressing. I wasn't seeing anybody at the time, and I wasn't taking it very well. And I went down to the beach, and I was working on some tunes, and I was determined that the next song I wrote was going to be a happy tune, by God. And I started watching this good-looking tan man walking down the beach. And
That was me.
And I remembered this friend of mine, and he said, you know, I've only written one love song, and when I wrote it, I wasn't in love. And I decided lust is pretty close. That'll work. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I got my 45 minutes of original material written, and at least in the song, I got the guy. So we're going to close it out here with a song called Sunday Morning. Sunday morning, I'm enjoying you, tan and warm and laying by my side. I work fast. Sipping cups of coffee, sharing Sunday news. Oh, babe, this beats a Sunday morning blues. I used to wake up Sunday morning, all alone bemoaning those silly things my heart had put me through. Beside me, a simple kind of smile. You didn't have to use that barroom jive. Talking and a flirting, oh babe, you made me feel Mike Plecky on harmonica, Mike Snelling on bass, I'm Mimi Hearn. Thank you.